You say, but she'll be up again
by tomorrow.
Or what would you say if you say, we'll get there, blank, or we'll get the work done, blank, meaning sometime in the future you might...
We'll get there by and by.
Yes, yes. If a person sat in a draft and began to cough, last night he what?
Last night I sat in the wind, or I sat in the breeze, or... I'm that sort of person.
If he had a cold today and it started last Sunday, you would say last Sunday he what cold?
I caught it last Sunday when I...
Cold. You wouldn't...
When I...
How would you say that you...
I sat on a draft. I caught a cold.
Yes. Okay.
I caught the cold.
If it affected his voice, you would say he is...
He is hoarse.
And... If you go, I've got a little what?
A little cough.
All right. I'd better go to bed. I'm feeling a little what?
Feverish.
Okay.
No.
Or what if you're just tired? You'd say, I've got to go to bed. I'm feeling
a little achy.
All right. But if you were if you weren't sick and you were just tired,
just
you'd say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little what?
A little tired.
Okay. At 6 o'clock, I'll... If you're on the farm, you might say, at 6 o'clock, I'll...
Get some rest?
No, when in the morning at 6 o'clock,
get up and get
all
to
right,
work.
All right. Now, if someone is still sleeping, you might say, he's still sleeping, better go what?
Better go wake him.
All right. Now, this is the principal parts of the verb take. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you blank your medicine?
Why haven't you taken it?
All right. The patient might answer, I blank some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I'll blank some
more. I'll take some more later.
All right. If you can't hear anything at all, you would say you're stone
deaf.
All right. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say that he blanked a lot in the hot sun.
He sweated a lot.
A discharging sore that comes to a head is called a what? Or something that comes open on the back of the neck or on the body is very sore and it has to be opened.
Some of them are called carbuncles, and the big ones are rising.
A boil. Yes. When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is the what?
Pus.
All right. Now, this is the principal parts of the verb swell. If you had gotten some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand...
is swollen.
You'd say it did what?
It swelled.
All right. A bee stung me and my hand...
swelled.
It is still pretty badly
swollen.
If it's not infected, it probably won't blank much.
Won't shrink much.
No, swell. Parts of swell. It probably won't what?
Won't swell much.
Right.
Oh, yeah, swell much.
All right, when you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what? Or what you drain from a blister when you pop it.
It's water,
yes,
but it does.
Exactly. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a what?
Bullet wound.
Yes. A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out.
Or
kind of flesh grows in the wound.
False flesh.
Did you ever hear of proud flesh?
Proud flesh, yes. Uh-huh.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection, that